the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And it's January. It's cold outside. You might be miserable, but we have another sport restarting tonight on the ice. The NHL is back. Drop the pucks. Holy. Yeah, you know what I'm about to say there. I know nothing about hockey. Literally nothing. I probably couldn't name maybe more than three players. I cannot pronounce a lot of the Eastern European names and the Russian names that are currently in the game. My linguist is very disappointed in me, Lundy. So please, with opening night of the NHL upon us, educate me on a couple of selections that, hey, if I fire off and tail you on a couple of these tickets, maybe I'm going to win some cold, hard cash. Who do you got?
Let's have some fun. I'll do something easy to be able to start it off. You know, I do like hockey. I do have a good time with it, even some DFS hockey on that. But let's take a couple of easy games that we're going to go with the favorites, but similar to what you and I do sometimes with college basketball. Maybe you don't want to go straight on them. You want to parlay them together to be able to turn it into plus odds. So first, let's start off with Tampa. Tampa heavy favorites against the Blackhawks. The Blackhawks are in trouble. They don't have Jonathan Taves. They don't have Kirby Dach. This is going to be a painful year for Chicago Blackhawks fans. And Tampa, even though there aren't going to be any fans in the arena, is going to unveil the Stanley Cup banner. So fully expect Tampa, the heaviest of the favorites for tonight, to be able to win. But I'm going to parlay that with the Avs, who are also expected to win at home. A tougher matchup against the St. Louis Blues, probably the two best teams in the Western Division. But I think the Avs are going to take care of it to open up the season. Their head coach, Jared Bednar, 4-0 on opening night. So I think the Avs get it done. You put those two together, it turns into a plus 135.
Nice.
So that puts me into a nice plus odds. And if you really want to get interesting, add Edmonton in, who are favorites going up against Vancouver. I don't think Vancouver is going to be able to hang with that top line of Edmonton. That'll turn it into a plus 316. So you can tail me just on the two if you want to be safe. But if you want to go for the trifecta, add Edmonton in there and get plus 316.
Are these just straight up or on the puck line?
Straight on the money line.
All right. All right. Oh, I like that. I like it. Just got to win. That's all you got to do. Just got to win.
All you got to do is win. And hey, baby, just win.
Yeah, hey, well, you know, I'll take it all day long. I'm going to tell you on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Hopefully they won't pull the L.A. Lakers, you know, getting the unveiling and then getting smashed by the Clippers. But you're right, the Blackhawks, from what I've seen, are supposed to be downtrodden this season in the Avs. Definitely a front runner to win the Stanley Cup in the end. So plus 135 is speaking my language. And look, if you want to get some action on the NHL, on the NBA, on college basketball, or the upcoming divisional round games in the NFL, you got to do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And if you haven't tried out DK Sportsbook yet, what are you waiting for? To celebrate this year's football playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new players a chance to bet on any of this weekend's professional football games at 100-1 odds. That's right. All you got to do is bet $1 on any football game this weekend. And if your team wins, you cash $100. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So do this. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any football game this weekend. That's code FTN for new players to get a shot at $100 on any football action this weekend for a limited time only. At DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to a hump day edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, let's go ahead and dive in. We got some college basketball action. Man, it was a brutal Tuesday night. Michigan, holy mother of the basketball gods, throwing lightning bolts and electrocuting everybody in a Wisconsin Badgers uniform. So hopefully we're going to get back on track tonight. And let's start off with a matinee game because it's going to be played a little bit earlier on in the day. So if you're listening to this podcast, hopefully you can get an appetizer before the main course. I'm taking the under in Notre Dame and Virginia at 124.5. Now, both of these offenses, belly dragging basset hounds when it comes to tempo. Notre Dame, number 288 in adjusted tempo nationally. Virginia, dead last. We know that. They love to play at a snail's pace, as Tony Bennett's club, number 357 of 357, again, in adjusted tempo on the season. Now, these two teams met back in late December. It was a 66-57 UVA win. Let's see, one plus one carry. Oh, yeah, that's 123. So that went just under this proposed total. In that game, only 12 combined turnovers between the two teams because they really take care of the basketball. And Notre Dame was a lousy 5 of 20 from beyond the arc. And that's what's going to be critical here, is that perimeter execution. Notre Dame shoots the tray on 45.4% of their possessions. And you look at Virginia, they have given up 35% along the arc in ACC play. So hopefully it won't be a double-digit performance for the Fighting Irish from downtown. And if that is indeed the case, I think the under is going to hit, though it's going to be nice and snug there at the end. And hopefully you're going to get a couple of bricks at the free throw line to secure the W and cash the ticket. Fade or follow, under 124.5, Notre Dame and UVA.
I'm struggling with this one, Brad, because this is one that started off higher and has managed to bring itself down. I would have liked it if it was up a little bit higher, because you're right. I think they're going to go snug right up against this, and we're going to be rooting, as you just said, for some bricks at the free throw line late. But why not? Let's lock and load this one. I will stay with you on the under, and let's hope they are laying bricks in the final seconds.
Build some skyscrapers in Charlottesville.
Number 4.
All right, moving on to the American Athletic Conference. And we got a marquee matchup in that league. Got the Tulsa Golden Hurricane going to Wichita to face off against the Shockers in a revenge game narrative. If you remember earlier this season, back in mid-December, Wichita won in Tulsa 69-65. You know what? I'm going to take the Golden Hurricane here at plus 4. You know, Frank Haith has a headlock half-court defense. They've given up just 0.915 points per possession in the American Athletic so far this season. Number 1 in effective field goal percentage defense. Number 1 as well in three-point percentage D, giving up just 26.2% along the arc. You know, Wichita drained 10 trays in the first matchup, and I think it's going to be really hard for them to duplicate that output. I think Tulsa's going to have to really limit the second chance opportunities as well, as Wichita generates an offensive rebound on 31.2% of their American Athletic possessions thus far. So, you know, slash the cup there with Rachel, with Joyner. Those guys can really get after it in the interior. This is why Tulsa is number 1 in the conference in two-point percentage offense at 53.8%. Wichita, meanwhile, the bottom of the barrel, very close to it in terms of overall adjusted defensive efficiency in league play. So slow down the tempo, keep it out of transition. This is what Tulsa does best. They're number 324 in adjusted tempo. And I think in the end, they may get this game straight up, Lundy, but I'll, you know, have the pad there, the cushion, and take the plus 4. So fade or follow Tulsa plus 4 at Wichita.
I like your idea of going to the money line, which is a plus 155 right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. But I'm in agreement with you. I'd rather have those 4 points within the spread, only at a minus 108. So a decent payday if they can do it. But you're right. You got to hope that Wichita State doesn't stay hot from outside the arc. And Tulsa, who has won 6 in a row, let's see if maybe they can make it 7. But if not, at least they keep it close.
Rock me like a hurricane. Come on, Tulsa.
Number 3.
All right. It's time for the Monkey KnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight Player Prop of the Day, presented by, you guessed it, MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there right now. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's just more or less over or under on all your favorite player props. Whether you're looking ahead of the NFL, whether you're looking at the college sports scene, or the NHL, or the NBA. We're going to get to a selection there in a minute. Do it right now at MonkeyKnifeFight.com and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And as a new user, you get a free $5 game on the house. Have an MKF in good time at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And let's go back to the human ATM machine. That is Jeremy Grant. The books, MKF, they just can't get this right. They don't know how to set the line with him. I am taking the over 21.5 points against the Milwaukee Bucks. And, you know, you look at the matchup on paper, it's not one of the finest ones out there by any stretch of the imagination. The Bucks number 7 in defensive efficiency in the NBA, giving up just 1.045 points per possession. But using the FTN Daily Advanced EVP tool, this is the 7th easiest matchup for a stretch big, which Jeremy Grant is. And by the way, Lundy, he has hit the over in 9 straight games. You know, he's averaging 19.8 shots per contest. He's netting over 38% from beyond the perimeter. And he went for 31 and 24 in 2 prior matchups against the Bucks earlier this season. I don't get it, man. I'm just going to continue to hammer the overs on Jeremy Grant until he fails me. So fade or follow on that. And bonus time! If you want to go DraftKings Sportsbook, you get the PRA, points, rebounds, and assists on Grant. It's 29.5, and it's a light juice currently at minus 103. And he's done this on the over in 8 of his last 9 contests. So give me your thoughts here on Grant.
Oh, absolutely. We've got some friends on Twitter, by the way, that are now tailing us when it comes to Jeremy Grant, because you and I have been talking about his PRA so much. I love the PRA that you talked about at DraftKings Sportsbook. And of course, the over on the 21.5, he's done it in every game except the first one of the season. You already talked about what he's done against Milwaukee. Here's the other thing I like that I've seen out of Grant. Last 3 games, Brad, 30 trips total to the free throw line. So he's getting to the line, which is helping him pad that point total, which of course, you know, when we're talking about PRA, you know, unless Dennis Rodman suddenly comes back, we're leaning heavy. We're leaning heavy on the points part of that PRA. So I definitely am over on the 21.5 because he continues to do it despite the fact this is a tough matchup against Milwaukee. But like I said, really liking the fact that in the last 3 games, which includes one against Milwaukee, that he is getting to the free throw line, and that is helping to pad those numbers. So I'm with you. I'll take over in both instances.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Make some greenbacks. Continue to do so. With Grant.
Number 2.
All right, let's get back to the college hardwood and let's talk a little Big Ten action and another revenge game narrative between the Northwestern Wildcats and the Ohio State Buckeyes. And I'm going to lay the 8 here. It is up to the line, I believe, opened at 7, 7.5 at some books, but at DraftKings it's up to 8, and I'm still buying in on it. Remember, I said it was a revenge game narrative. These two teams faced back in December, and it was a 71-70 victory in Evanston for Northwestern. Remember, that was a different iteration of Northwestern. Before they were humbled, they were 3-0 to begin Big Ten play, and this was their 3rd victory in that cycle. In that game, Ohio State was just 4-20 from downtown, which is uncharacteristic for them. And since that contest, Northwestern has lost by 15 to Iowa, 19 to Michigan, and 25 to Illinois. And remember, in that game against the Illini, they had a 15-point halftime lead and got blitzkrieged in the second half. Over that 3-game stretch, Boo Booey, one of the best names in college basketball and one of their premier scorers, he's only scored 2 points. That's it in his last 3 contests. And over that stretch, too, Northwestern giving up 1.211 points per possession. Yikes. So Ohio State, all they got to do is pound the post with Liddell and Suing. Combined, those guys are shooting 60.3% inside the arc. And the Bucks, number 1 in the Big Ten in 3-point percentage D, which is critical because Northwestern is jack-happy along the arc. So pulled all together, and I think the Buckeyes win this one by double figures. That's why I'm going to lay the chalk here and feel very confident doing so. Fade or follow, Ohio State, OHIO, -8 against Northwestern.
My friend, I will not be dotting the I with you this
time.
No, I'm actually going to fade you on this one. I think Ohio State wins. I agree with you 100%, but this number has creeped up to the point where I'm not comfortable with it. I feel like this is going to be more like a 6 or 7 point victory. So to me, it's too snug. I would be willing to look at this game perhaps with an alt-line parlay. I know that we talk about those a lot, but I'm actually going to fade you on this one because I think the fact that it's creeped up there at DraftKings Sportsbook to the 8 is a little too rich for my blood. If I'm going to get this Wildcats-Buckeyes game going, I'm going to probably have to alt-line it.
Well, maybe you bet it down with our number 1 game tonight.
Number 1.
And that is, yes, Texas Tech going to Austin to face the Shaka Smart and the Giants. He's like a chia pet. You know, people like watered his head and the head, you know, the hair has been growing. I'm very envious. I'm very jealous.
You know what it is, Brett? He looks like, you know, the times that we've seen The Rock don the wig in movies to kind of be funny, like the 70s. That's what he's looking like, except not nearly as big.
You know, that's true, but his product on the court is looking spectacular in its own right. And, you know, Texas, this is a big matchup in the Big 12. They're laying 2.5 there at home at the Edwin Center, and I think they're going to hold them home court here. I'm going to lay the chalk on the 2.5. And the reason's this. Jericho Sims and Kai Jones, their length is very disruptive, and I think they can really strike the second chances of the Red Raiders, who generate an offensive rebound on 35.1% of their possessions. This UT defense is asphyxiating, giving up just 0.879 points per possession. That's number 4 in the country. And they got some three-point strokers in Ramsey and Jones and Coleman. Texas Tech, even though they're outstanding defensively in the paint, they have been more vulnerable along the perimeter, giving up 36.2% in Big 12 action. If they can minimize the turnovers, I'm talking about the Longhorns here because Tech really thrives off of that. They have forced a turnover on 26.7% of opponent possessions. I think UT will win in the end by 3 or more. This is must-see TV tonight, the game of Wednesday. So give me the fighting Matthew McConaughey's all right, and laying the 2.5 again against the Red Raiders. Fade or follow?
I will follow on this one. I liked your suggestion there, your little teaser with the alt line. But, yeah, I'll follow on this one. I think this is such a big game, but I think that Shaka Smart's got this team really rocking, and I think they're going to take care of home court, even as we've talked about, not the same home courts that we've dealt with in the past with college basketball. It is making it tough to predict some of these games. But I think in this particular case, Texas knows this is a big game. So does Tech. But I think Texas knows it's a big game. I think Shaka will have them ready.
Yep. Drop a little Shaka special on your betting card tonight. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. You can follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and or review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. Until tomorrow, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.